What are real estate coaches telling their realtor clients to do right now? Well, wonder no longer, because we have one, and she is the newest member of the Keeping It Real team. Stay tuned. This episode of Keeping It Real is brought to you by Real Geeks. How many homes are you going to sell this year? Do you have the right tools? Is your website turning soft leads into interested buyers? Are you spending money on leads that aren't converting? Well, Real Geeks is your solution. Find out why agents across the country choose Real Geeks as their technology partner. Real Geeks was created by an agent for agents. They pride themselves on delivering a sales and marketing solution so that you can easily generate more business. Their agent websites are fast and built for lead conversion with a smooth search experience for your visitors. Real Geeks also includes an easy-to-use agent CRM. So once a lead signs up on your website, you can track their interest and have great follow-up conversations. Real Geeks is loaded with a ton of marketing tools to nurture your leads and increase brand awareness. Visit realgeeks.com/keepingitrealpod and find out why realtors come to Real Geeks to generate more business. Again, visit realgeeks.com/keepingitrealpod. And now, on to our show. Hello and welcome to Keeping It Real, the largest podcast made by real estate agents and for real estate agents. My name is DJ Paris. I'm your guide and host through the show. And today we are proud and excited to announce a brand new bi-monthly series. By the way, that means every 2 weeks. I had to look it up because I always forget what bi-monthly means. But anyway, this new series is called Grow With Me with Dr. Erin Helley. Now, to tell you a little bit more about Erin, she's a U.S. Army veteran, she's a wife, she's a mother, and of course, a top realtor with a growing team. Now, what Erin's going to do is every 2 weeks take you on a journey to help you learn something new that can radically grow your business or make your business more efficient or help you reduce expenses and many other topics. Everything from mindset to marketing to budgeting to forecasting, negotiating, and others. She is the real deal. We are so lucky to have her on the show as our official real estate agent coach. So please follow Erin on Instagram. She's at @TheErinHelley_investorcoach. Don't worry, there's a link to that in the show notes. But without further ado, let's turn it over to the newest member of the Keeping It Real podcast team, the great Dr. Erin Helley.
This segment takes you through all the things from skills to systems to mindset to goal setting and, most importantly, dream building. After all, business is about freedom and wealth, but those are subjective and specific. So we need to spend some time figuring out what the dream is and then build a business to support that. So hang with me on this and let's spend 15 minutes together twice per month and get you on the right track. We will dive into the importance of maintaining a positive mindset and creating healthy habits as you pursue your business goals. We will also discuss wealth, but not just in the sense of money. We'll talk about time freedom, financial freedom, and acquiring assets that will help you achieve the life of your dreams using your business as a tool. Each episode will focus on goals, action, and results. You set the goals. I'll give you the action. And together, we will achieve exceptional results. So let's get started. Let's talk about what matters. What will you get out of this? I'm here to provide you with training, insight, perspective, and motivation, among other things. But what you're going to get really is real-world tips from a fellow agent. Training on a lot of different skills and tactics, like branding, lead generation. We'll talk about bookkeeping and accounting and credit cards. We'll probably talk about travel hacking. We'll talk about negotiations. And we'll get into big picture system stuff too. We'll talk about marketing, sales, tax strategy, accounting, profit and loss, contract to close. We'll also talk about goal setting and manifestation of your success. We're going to work on defining your goals. And this really is the hardest part, defining your goal. But that is the most important part. According to the dictionary, the definition of a goal is the object of a person's ambition or effort, an aim or desired result. And a lot of times we pursue goals just because we're told that we should, or we think we have to, or because everyone else is doing it. We don't spend a lot of time thinking about the result. But goals are all about working toward results. And if the result is not important to you or not important enough, all your results will be for nothing. So we're going to define and really focus on what you want, the results that matter to you, not what your mom wants, not what your spouse wants, your coach wants, your broker. We want to focus on what you want and get to the root of that and start working toward exactly that. We're also going to talk a lot about dream building. We're going to figure out what life looks like for you. You're going to give yourself permission to dream, and we're going to work on building that life. Each segment, I'm going to give you action steps because you will achieve absolutely nothing if you don't get out there and take action. If you don't plant a seed, nothing will grow. If you do what I tell you, I promise you that in a year you won't recognize yourself. So why business, wealth, and health? This is kind of like a hierarchy, right? Kind of like an order of priority. We need to get this thing making money. We need to make your business profitable. We need to get you into a position where you can start fine-tuning and building out and focusing on the wealth that comes after your business is in a good place. And once you're there, you'll be able to focus on your health in a way that you probably never have and may never even thought about. But in the meantime, you can't neglect your health because you're going to burn out. If you're not taking care of yourself, you're not resting, you're not eating well, you're not sleeping, you're not exercising, you're going to burn out. And your business is not going to be fulfilling for you because you're going to be exhausted all the time. So even though that's sort of like third in the order of priority, we do want to make sure that we're emphasizing it as we build our businesses and as we build wealth. Because what would be the point of building all this wealth if we can't enjoy it in a healthy way, right? All right, so that's it. Business, health, and wealth. Before we get into our very first action step, I want to take a minute to introduce myself. I'm Erin. I'm a U.S. Army veteran. I'm a military spouse, and I'm a mom to two little girls. I'm a realtor at eXp Realty, and I'm passionate about growing my team of agents and mentoring them to build the business of their dreams. I currently have 16 agents in my downline and have plans for continual growth. But that growth isn't just to grow, just to get big. It's to surround myself with people that are on the same path as me, are on the same wavelength, people who think like me and want to build something as awesome as I'm building. And the revenue share that eXp offers, that's why I'm building my downline. It's a huge part of my why. And that's why I've been able to be successful so far, because it's grounded in my why and it makes sense for me. My real estate business has changed my life, guys, and it allows me to live life on my terms where I want, which is so important to me. I want to not be restricted to location. I'm married to an active duty Army officer, and we love to travel. So I need to be able to pick up and go whenever I want. Money is not a factor in our lifestyle, and this is the most empowering thing I've ever achieved. But it's easy for me to sit up here and say this now, 6 years into my business building. But you need to know that it took really, really hard work. It took a lot of time and an unwavering commitment and immense amounts of effort. It's possible for you too, though. And this is something I really want to help you with, which is exactly why I'm here. So let's dive right in. Before you hear from me again in 2 weeks, I want you to spend some time thinking about what your ideal life looks like. Take time to describe what life looks like using these three pillars: business, wealth, and health. So take this time, block 30 to 60 minutes where you can have uninterrupted, deep work, time to focus without any interruptions, and sit down and do exactly what I'm about to tell you. Describe your ideal business. What does your business represent? Ask yourself, what do other people think about when they think of your business? What are you providing? What makes your business unique? What service are you offering? What pain points are you helping? Think about all of those things. Then describe what wealth looks like to you. How do you feel? What are you wearing? Where are you exactly? What are you doing? And probably more importantly, what are you not doing? And then the last thing you're going to do is you're going to describe your health. How do you feel? What are you doing? What are you eating? How do you look? Think about all of those things and make sure that you're writing it down. You have to write it down in order to channel this creative energy and get really, really specific on where you're channeling that energy. You want to really feel the emotions, and the power in this is finding that energy, getting to the root of it, and exploring your desires and details. And this is what helps you get really, really clear about what you want to manifest. And the more clearly you can see it and the more clearly you can feel it, the easier it's going to be to manifest. And it's going to start to play out for you, and it's going to start showing up in your life because you'll be looking for it. It's kind of like when you decide that you want to buy a car, and let's say you want to buy a red Mercedes, which yesterday before you made this decision, you rarely saw them. But now that you're making this decision to buy a red Mercedes, you're going to see red Mercedes everywhere. It's just, you are now opening your eyes to what you're looking for. The same plays true for your lifestyle and for your goals and the things that you want to accomplish in this business. So again, write it all down. A couple other tips for you. When you're writing it, write it in the present tense as if it's happening right now. Don't write, I'm going to be a financially free millionaire who can travel the world once I have a successful business. Don't write it like that. Write it like, I am a financially free millionaire and I travel whenever I want. Hopefully you can see how much more powerful that is. And you're almost tricking your mind and tricking your body, tricking your energy into thinking that's how it is. But when you start seeing yourself and feeling yourself in there, that's where the power comes from. Okay, so write it in the present tense. The next step is to believe in it. You need to totally believe in what you're saying and what you're feeling and what you want to accomplish in order to tap into this energy of alignment. You have to feel it. You have to see it. You have to be in it and truly know what it looks and feels like. Visualization here is really important. It's absolutely key. So again, this is why it's so important to take the time to have no interruptions and be super quiet so you can focus on this. Lastly, don't come from a place of lack or longing. You want to come from a place of gratitude and peace. So you don't want to like enter into this session angry. You don't want to come here with a chip on your shoulder. You want to be grateful. Be grateful that you have this opportunity to build this business and understand that you have the power to do it. So come into this session with an empowered mindset, knowing that it's up to you what you achieve. It's up to you what you build. There is no limit to where you can be. The only limit is you, and the only limit is you telling yourself you can't do it. So open your mind to any possibility. Consciously and actively give yourself permission to dream, and then be grateful for the opportunity to do that, and then settle into this session. Visualize it as clearly as you can. You might want to, a lot of people call it five sensing it, like you five sense your dream. You want to exactly picture how it looks, how it feels, what it smells like, every single detail that you can come up with. Okay, so that's it for today. Quick and easy. Your goal before we meet again is to define your ideal business, wealth, and health. So your action is to block 30 to 60 minutes of uninterrupted time to focus on this. Describe your ideal business and then define what this means for you from a wealth and health perspective. No limits. There's no restrictions. Whatever you come up with, whatever you're feeling, whatever you're dreaming can be yours if you put the effort toward it. Your results, they will come. I promise. Like I said, do the things I tell you to do and you will not recognize yourself in a year. I'm going to leave you with a quote by Simon Sinek. Dream big, Start small, but most of all, start. Simon's giving you permission to start. I'm giving you permission to start. Give yourself permission to start. Do what I said and tune in 2 weeks and we'll go to the next step. I'm Erin Helly, and this was Grow With Me with a focus on business, wealth, and health. I'm a dream builder, team leader, and financially free realtor who wants to help you achieve all of your goals. See you next time.